Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Speaking of pending dumpster fires, Stephen, the Buffalo Bills are visiting the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. I'm sorry, GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, nobody calls it that.
Well, that's what it is, though. So if you don't call it that, you guys should actually rename yourselves to GEHA at arrowheadpride.com. But anyway, the Chiefs are only favored by 1.5 points at home against the Bills team that is reeling. We have not seen the Bills since their bye week when they lost in the rain in Philadelphia. They have been a mess. They are 500, and they have had some horrible off-the-field things pop up since we last saw them play football. Your thoughts, your opinions, which direction you are going?
So I made this my lock of the week, the Bills win this game, plus 1.5. I would like to say that I also did that, and I'm not going to backtrack. I'm going to ride with it. But I did that before the Tyler Dunn piece came out. And
yeah, we can corroborate that. You really did get it in, but well before that.
But you know, and so,
would that change your, like, you could change if you wanted, but what, and I respect you sticking with it, but was that a big enough thing to make you, you know, think about jumping off the lock or the pick in general?
Because like, and I think I mentioned this on this podcast before the season, like I was out on the Bills as like being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I still thought they were a playoff team though, obviously, like a competitive football team, but it just felt like they were trending in the wrong direction. And I felt like last year was their window to get to a Super Bowl. And then Von Miller goes down and they just aren't able to pull it off because there was just a talent deficit there. And then all the injuries that they've had this season. And now it just seems like it's really unraveling. They fire Ken Dorsey, the Sean McDermott stuff, the Von Miller stuff. Like it's enough to make me want to change my mind. I'm still going to stick with it because I've already picked the Bills to win in multiple different places, but I'm just not confident in them right now. Like my whole thought process going into this was they're desperate. Josh Allen's going to give you his best shot. And I thought the Bills should have beaten the Eagles. Like they did enough to in that game to go head to head against the Eagles and win that football game if it wasn't for bad mistakes at the end of it. But I'm just not confident in them organizationally. And I feel like this report about Sean McDermott that comes out, like, I feel like that comes out and gets leaked because the organization maybe wants to move on and feels like it's time for a change. Like the Bills desperately need to reset this offseason because I think the window with this roster is over. They got a lot of expiring veterans. They got a ton of money invested in that defense. And the defense has been the biggest thing that's been their holdup this season because of the injuries and all the turnovers on offense. Like, it's all ugly. I'm going to stick with the Bills because I don't have a lot of faith in the Chiefs right now with how they've been playing on the offensive side of the ball. And the defense is starting to slow down and get banged up for the Chiefs. So I'm sticking with Buffalo because that was my initial pick, but I'm not confident in either of these teams showing up and like putting together like an elite style performance or something like that.
Brandon, very quickly before you go, just in case anyone is unaware, because I haven't seen this get a lot of national attention. It got a lot of attention on the internet, but on Thursday, Tyler Dunn, whose Go Long newsletter is essential, everybody can check it out at golongtd.com. Tyler detailed an instance in 2019. Where Sean McDermott was speaking to Bills players. I'm reading from this verbatim. He told the entire team they needed to come together, but then sources on hand say he used a strange model, the terrorists, on September 11, 2001. He cited the hijackers as a group of people who were all able to get on the same page to orchestrate attacks to perfection. An incredibly wrong, I guess, analogy to make with regards to exemplifying group cohesion. Sean McDermott did address this on Thursday and apologized and said that he immediately apologized to Bills players as well. He said that he had a family member who he lost in the terrorist attacks on September 11th. But it was, I mean, objectively a horrible thing to say initially. And obviously, to Steven's point, it coming out right now is a bad look for him on top of, you know, saying it in the first place.
Yeah, not good from a vibe perspective, I would say. And even further, you have, I don't know if you guys saw this, but like Bills players were like kind of like getting into it with Eagles fans like during the game at one point in their last game. Like,
we were being harassed to a mild degree. I mean, it wasn't they didn't just walk up to random Eagles fans.
You know? Sure, but like that happens every game. Like you can't get rattled like that. You can't go up and like you can't give the fans want you to respond. You can't give them what they want. Like you have to ignore. I know it's hard, easier said than done, but like you can't engage with them. And that and it wasn't just one player. It was like multiple players were like falling for that. And that makes me worried if I'm a Bills fan to see like our guys can get rattled. They're not like locked in and everything. And their confidence is a little bit shaken. And you have this weird Sean McDermott thing. So yeah, I can't trust the Bills vibes right now. I'm going to take the Chiefs. It's very rare that Patrick Mahomes loses back-to-back games, especially I imagine with the second one coming in Kansas City. So I'm going to take the Chiefs.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.